Welcome to No Longer Conformed. We're studying the book of Revelation. In this session, we'll be looking at Revelation chapter 18, verses 1 to 20, the response to Babylon's fall. In the last two sessions, we identified the harlot on the beast as a politically empowered world religious system functioning with the Roman Catholic structure. Another note on her ID is in verses 17, in chapter 17, verses 12 and 13. It says, the ten horns which you saw are ten kings who have received no kingdom as yet, but they receive authority for 1 hour as kings with the beast. These are of one mind, and they will give their power and authority to the beast. Vatican City is and has been a separate state. This will make the transition of power much easier. Also notice for a moment, in chapter 17, verses 4 and verse 16, the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet, adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls, having in her hand a golden cup of abominations and the filthiness of her fornication, and the ten horns which you saw on the beast. Verse 16. These will hate the harlot, make her desolate and naked, eat her flesh, and burn her with fire. Listen, the Roman Catholic Church is one of the wealthiest systems in the world. Listen, there will be much plunder there for the taking when the time comes. A revived Roman Empire under the rule of the Antichrist will be a powerful worldwide religious and political system, and a powerful economic machine as well. Look at chapter 18, verse 1. After these things, I saw another angel coming down from heaven, having great authority, and the earth was illuminated with his glory. Let's kind of look at these things here. First of all, Babylon is demonic. Verse 2 highlights her sins and influence on others. Verse 2, and he cried mightily with a loud voice, saying, Babylon is the great, is fallen, and has become a dwelling place of demons, a prison for every foul spirit, and a cage for every unclean and hated bird. Listen, Satan is working openly there. Babylon not only is demonic, it's also intoxicating. Verse 3 shows that lust for what she offers results from great temptation. Verse 3, for all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth have become rich through the abundance of her luxury. Even believers are looking hard. There's a call to come out and away from her to avoid her sins. Look at verse 3 and 4. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins and lest you receive her plagues. This is a call to believers under strong temptation. Listen, Lot was called out of Sodom in Genesis 19, verses 12 to 14. Moses was called from Korah, Numbers 16, verses 23 to 26. Israel was called from Babylon, Isaiah 48, verse 20. Believers are called from unbelievers, 2 Corinthians 6, verses 14 to 17. Christians are called from the world, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 15 to 17. And why is that? Well, why is that? God does not want His people joined to what He destroys. God's judgment is based on three divine laws. First of all, the law of remembrance. Look at verse 5. For her sins have reached heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities. God's judgment will eventually occur. It won't go on forever. It may seem like it's been a long time, but His judgment will eventually occur. So first is the law of remembrance. Second is the law of retribution. Look at verse 6. Render to her just as she rendered to you, and repay her double according to her works. In the cup which she has mixed, mix double for her. Listen, God's judgment is a return for sin, doubled. So, the law of remembrance, the law of retribution, and third, the law of retaliation. Look at verses 7 and 8. In the measure that she glorified herself and lived luxuriously, in the same measure give her torment and sorrow. For she says in her heart, I sit as queen and am no widow and will not see sorrow. Therefore, her plagues will come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she will be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judges her. God's judgment is in the same measure or kind. Listen, He used the beast and allies to destroy the religious political structure, but He brings down the economic power Himself. Apart from grace, the law requires these penalties. What a terrible day is coming for those without Christ. Verses 9 and 10. Listen, look at it for the response of those who are on earth. Verse 9. The kings of the earth who committed fornication and lived luxuriously with her will weep and lament for her when they see the smoke of her burning, standing at a distance for fear of her torment, saying, alas, alas, the great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in one hour your judgment has come. There's weeping and mourning by merchants because of a worldwide economic crash. God brings her to ruin in one hour. Wow. That's fast. The final worldwide economy, it'll be a prosperous system. Look at verses 11 to 19. All the merchants of the earth, verse 11, will weep and mourn over her, for no one buys their merchandise anymore. Merchandise of gold and silver, precious stones and pearls, fine linen and purple, silk and scarlet, every kind of citron wood, every kind of object of ivory, every kind of object of most precious wood, bronze, iron and marble, and cinnamon and incense, fragrant oil and frankincense, wine and oil, fine flour and wheat, cattle and sheep, horses and chariots, bodies and souls of men. The fruit that your soul longed for has gone from you, and all the things which are rich and splendid have gone from you, and you shall find them no more at all. The merchants of these things who became rich by her will stand at a distance for fear of her torments, weeping and wailing and saying, alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen, purple and scarlet, adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls. For in one hour such great riches came to nothing. Every shipmaster, all who travel by ship, sailors, and as many as trade on the sea, stood at a distance and cried out when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, What is like this great city? They threw dust on their heads and cried out, weeping and wailing and saying, Alas, alas, that great city in which all who had ships on the sea became rich by her wealth, for in 1 hour she is made desolate. Wow. Precious stones, clothing, costly clothing, furniture, ointments, luxury food and drinks, transportation, work items, slaves, and the souls of men. Why are they weeping? Because there's a sudden loss of prosperity. Wow. That economic system, which became so great in that short time, just crashed. It says within an hour, indicating that it was very fast. Faster than it rose, it came down. Verse 20 is the response in heaven to the fall of Babylon. Verse 20, rejoice over her, O heaven, and you holy apostles and prophets, for God has avenged you on her. Rejoicing by all. This is the final answer to the prayers of the martyrs under the altar, crying for revenge. How long before you avenge us? You have a great day.